Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We are on the last day of the early muzzleloader season for both antlered and antlerless deer. And next week, antlerless deer season continues with the muzzleloader. You will be allowed to take Sika deer this year. Sika deer muzzleloader bag limit, one Sika deer antlered, that would be today. And then next week, only antlerless Sika deer may be taken October 22nd through 27th. Same way in Region B with white-tailed deer. In Region A, the muzzleloader bag limit, one deer total, either antlered or antlerless, may be taken on either public or private land in Region A during the October 18th, 20th, 2012 muzzleloader season. A little confusing. The way the rules are spread out in the book this year, the deer season bag limits on page 36, 37, 38, and 39 are just a tad bit confusing. Had a couple of questions about that deer antlered bag limit, and it is difficult to interpret. Because there's just not, it's just not clear. That's all. I'm just going to say it's just not clear. But I cleared it up for you, just so you'd like to know. We did have a fatality in the state of Maryland last weekend. Maryland Natural Resources Police are investigating a hunting accident in Calvert County. Now, unfortunately, it didn't happen in Calvert County, unfortunately, for the NRP. A little confusing, a couple of conflicting press releases, but hey, we'll, you know, it's NRP. The accident claimed the life of a La Plata, Maryland man, a fellow by the name of Albert Atanasio Castro, 62. Mr. Castro fell approximately 21 feet while climbing into his lock-on tree stand. The tree stand was locked onto the tree with screw-in steps on Mr. Castro's own property near Dentsville, Maryland, which is in, say it with me, Charles County. That's correct. Mr. Castro was suffering from some medical issues, which could have contributed to his death. His body has been sent to the office of the chief medical examiner in Baltimore. We haven't heard any more on that. Excuse me. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So, guys, if you're out there climbing today, wear that safety harness. Make sure you have a If you got to climb those tree steps, make sure you have some kind of lineman's harness on and you're anchored to the tree. We don't want anything bad to happen to you. If you have any phone calls, we'd love to hear from you today. If you're on the road, 410, going deer hunting or maybe last day of waterfowl season, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. If you check the website, and many of you have over the past week or so, on the homepage of the radio show website, you notice that we are giving away a CVA muzzleloader. Very simple. The last Saturday of month, everybody who calls in and leaves their phone number, goes on the air with me, will be entered. If you want to enter by email, you can do that too. We've got a number of folks that have done that, and we are appreciative of that too. The email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can email me during the course of the show. I'll try to answer your email. You can email me anytime during the week. During this next 2 hours, while we're on the air, if you should call 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680, or 410-922-6680, you will leave your name and number with our producer, Brian Farlow, and he will be more than glad to record your phone number on a list, and then everybody's name gets turned into a ticket, which is randomly selected. We are giving away a CVA Wolf muzzleloader with a scope mount. And we're looking forward to giving that thing away and having one of our listeners become the lucky recipient of that. Now, let's see. there's DNR. Let's see what we've got with DNR. We have a couple of very informative press releases coming out this week, one of which is the fact that there are more deer on roadways. And that's the title, More Deer on Roadways. Deer activity is beginning to increase, and that's true. Of course, it's been increasing. Three carcasses alongside Route 100 one day last week. spread between 29 and 97. the Maryland Department of Natural Resources urges motorists to be alert for deer and other wildlife during this time. In the fall, deer behavior and travel patterns become unpredictable as they search for a mate. Not to the deer, just to us. It's very predictable for the deer, you see. They breed once a year in the fall. So their behavior is predictable to them, but not to us. That's right. And Brian brings up a very good point. What happens if, you know, you and I only bred once a year or attempted to? That would be, yeah, your behavior would be a bit unpredictable, I'm sure. Hey, and for some of you, maybe that's the norm. Anyway, motorists need to be especially alert from sunset to dawn. That's overnight. Sunset to dawn, as deer are more active during these periods. What? Night? Yeah, deer are more... Be alert from sunset to dawn. Deer during these periods. Isn't that one period? Sunset to dawn. They call it dark or nighttime. I'm pretty sure that's one period. But anyway, hey, I don't want to argue with DNR. DNR offers drivers the following tips to avoid a collision with a deer. Why doesn't the MBA offer tips to avoid collisions with a deer? Why is that? Having struck a deer two in my lifetime, once last November, nearly a year ago, I will take exception with one or two of these points, but why wouldn't I? If a driver sees a deer standing near the road, they should slow down and sound the horn to scare the deer into traffic. I mean, scare the deer away. Go ahead, take a drink. I'll say the next one. Go ahead, Brian. That one almost came out your nose. All right, I'll repeat that correctly. If a driver sees a deer standing near the road, they should slow down, sound the horn to scare the deer away. This actually does work. If a driver sees a deer crossing the road ahead, they should slow down and scan for more deer because they often travel in groups. Saw that just the other night. That was between sunset and dawn, by the way, when I was traveling. And the deer were more active during these periods. Drivers should slow down and brake to avoid hitting a deer, but should not swerve. Swerving could cause the driver to lose control of their vehicle, except if you are in a low or standard-sized, mid-sized car. I would avoid braking. I would take my foot off the gas. I would not brake, and here's why. Go out and hit your brakes hard sometime. Just go ahead and do that with no regard in a parking lot or something. You will notice that there is a reaction as the front of your car dips. Front of your car stops and dips towards the ground. If you strike a deer in that position, that deer will be cut off at the knees. His body is going to wind up on your hood. And if your forward motion is fast enough, that deer could wind up in your windshield. That is an uncomfortable situation to be in. Sometimes very dangerous. Sometimes the deer can come through the window depending on how fast it's struck. And especially if the front of your car has, dived under the midline of its body, under the belly, and you've taken that deer out at the knees, the deer will be lifted up and onto your hood. My recommendation is simply take your foot off the gas. If the crash, if the strike is unavoidable, drive through the deer. I have said this for 20 years on the air. Drive through the deer. Drivers should be extremely alert of the deer in early morning and late afternoon since they're more active during times of low light. Okay. Drivers need to slow down and be extra cautious in areas where deer crossing signs are posted. These warning signs indicate locations of frequent deer crossings. Do we have time for this? All right. We're going to play a recording for you. This is a call to a talk radio show in Fargo, North Dakota radio station, Y94 Playhouse Radio. And I think you will be entertained.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we mm-hmm. encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
are you kidding?
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, now, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You'd think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait,
you know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know, I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if, you know, if the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, you know, a lot slower.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will. I mean, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right. Yeah, I wrote like at least three or four letters, and
we will spread the word. Okay, we will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue, okay?
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
There you go. Hey, the Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Now, Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer, including a lot of mine, and they know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection and then cut it to your specifications. Now, if you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Now, Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. You've probably eaten it. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, maybe you're worried about where you can have the hide and the cape saved for the taxidermist. Don't worry, Sam's can handle that too. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package. Custom cut venison to your specifications with all the specialty venison products that last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or give them a call at 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Clyde Sports Shop. Maybe that muzzleloader of yours is a little outdated. Maybe you need to upgrade to an inline muzzleloader. Well, guess what? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, has all the muzzleloading accessories you could need, one, or imagine. They also carry the great Thompson Center muzzleloaders. They've got the Triumph, including the Bone Collector, the Omega, very dependable, the Encore with the interchangeable barrels, and a full selection of accessories as well. Now, of course, once muzzleloader season is over, we're back into bow season just in time for the rut. Maybe you're thinking about a crossbow. Well, try the Coda bow. I've shot them. They're really nice. They also carry the Parker crossbow, as well as vertical bows, too, by Diamond, the Diamond Quest G5 by G5, the Parker vertical bows, Clyde Sports Shop. And they can install scopes and have gunsmithing services, all the ammunition, hunting licenses, too. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. That's ClydeSports.com. Two S's in the middle, ClydeSports.com. They're open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline for the up-to-date fishing report, 247-FISH. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
That gets me excited. I'm going today. Yeah, let's talk to, let's see who was first. That would be Carol in Baltimore. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
All right, how you doing, Al?
What's up?
I don't believe the last caller. Just, she's under a definite misconception about the deer crossing.
Yeah, just a little
Maybe we should make her a deer crossing guard.
Hey, now there's an idea. I like that.
Yeah, out there was a little sign, and so she can cross the deer safely.
Man, where were you when the stimulus money was being processed?
I don't know.
Woman is obviously in the right mindset to receive stimulus money for a project just like that. And I think the TARP funds are perfect for that.
Right. These are the kind of people that scare the heck out of me.
These are the kind of people
they're
that vote.
Right. They're allowed to vote. I don't think they should be driving. I'm more afraid of them out on the road than I am the deer. I come into Baltimore every day from Harford County.
Yeah.
So I run into several deer crossings. You just got to really be careful and watch what you're doing when you get anywhere in it, around them.
People are clueless when it comes to roads.
Clueless.
Hey, look, I see deer hit on Deer Park Road all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see them hit up in Abington all the time.
Why do they call it Deer Park Road? It's a long road, and it's called Deer Park. Don't you think somebody get a little bit of a clue? Perhaps.
Maybe.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's talk to Gunter in Towson and then Justin in Sellersville. You're coming up next. Good morning, Gunter.
Yeah, good morning. I still love your show. And I'm just was lost for words when I heard that lady about that sign. I had tears coming out of my eyes. I heard that thing about a joke one time. I didn't think somebody is actually that stupid.
Well, now you know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep on what you're doing. It's a nice show.
All right. Thanks, Gunter. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Justin in Sellersville. How's things on the Eastern Shore this morning?
Good so far.
Good. You hunting today?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. What's up?
I was so glad to hear that radio clip you played. I was actually going to call in this morning and tell you about that.
I had so many people email me with the link to that thing. It was unbelievable. Folks from all over the place. Apparently, this is making its way across, the internet barrage that people get forwarded things to them. And I got it three times this week. And I thought, well, if I'm getting it that many times, I gotta play it. So that was pretty cool. Well, I'm glad you called in.
I had people on Facebook on a bunch of hunting themes playing that. And
yeah.
I couldn't help but this. Everybody at work, I had to let them listen to it.
Oh, it's a scream.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And also wanted to, not letting, that wasn't last year, the year before, I actually won the Buck Bomb package.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
So just wanted to thank you for that and enjoy listening to your show every Saturday.
You're quite welcome. I mean, even though it only took you, 2 years to say thanks, but that's okay. I'm just kidding.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Well, good. I'm glad you won something. We have some other stuff coming up. I haven't announced it yet. I'll save some of the surprise maybe for next week to announce what we're going to send out. If you don't win the muzzleloader, you might win something else. You never know.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's just fun.
It's always a good thing to win, though.
No, that's right. It always is. So, well, Justin, I appreciate you calling in. Now, did you hunt any of the past 2 days?
No, I haven't. I'm not big in the muzzleloader, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm taking my bow out.
Okay. Remember, you got to wear orange today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to wear your orange in compliance with the muzzleloader rules and regulations. So.
Yep.
Okay.
But all right, bud.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Hey, we had a caller a couple weeks ago about using a judge pistol with a 410 shot for duck hunting. Page 26, Guide to Hunting and Trapping, rule book. Migratory game birds may not be taken with traps, snares, nets, rifles, pistols, swivel guns, fish hooks, poisons, drugs, explosives, or stupefying substances. Migratory game birds may not be taken with a shotgun capable of holding more than 3 shells, except resident Canada geese during the September seasons and light geese during the conservation order season, unless it is plugged with a one-piece filler, which is incapable of removal without disassembling the shotguns. Shotguns larger than 10 gauge may not be used to hunt migratory game birds. Waterfowl may not be hunted with a crossbow. There you go. You just can't use a handgun. Sorry. Bad idea, in my opinion. Anyway, not fair to the ducks. And even as one of my my friends suggested, well, you could carry it to shoot cripples. No, you can't. So that answers that right there. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is our phone number. We are giving away a CVA muzzleloader. Fine folks at CVA. My Acura was in the stand with me on Thursday and loaded and ready to go. Shooting two 777 pellets behind an Arrow Light, is that what they call their bullet now? Arrow Tip, Arrow Light, whatever that bullet is that the fine folks at CVA produce under the under their label. Let's see. Let's talk to Carl in Harford County. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Ellis?
I'm great, buddy. How you?
Oh, I'm really great. Getting to go out this morning after working skin and deer Thursday and Friday. And
yeah. Yeah, shop doing well over there?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we're having another shop that's closed for the year. We're seeing the business, definitely.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. So, where are you hunting today?
The farm that my dad, brother, and uncle have permission in Joppatown.
Oh, good for you. Well, good. Good. Up in Harford County, it sounds like there's some deer up there, I know.
Yeah, I actually seen one last Saturday that had one horn out past his nose. I couldn't shoot him because I already got a buck this year with my bow, so I'm hoping he makes the mistake and walks by with me with my muzzleloader. But
just one horn, that's all he had.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got one up in the farm in Cecil County. I'm going to try and put down if I see him. He's got 4 big points on one side and some, I don't know what happened to the other side, but could have been wounded, could have, you know, who knows. But we have an article coming out in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly about injuries and odd antlers. You've probably seen it.
Write down your email.
It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, I got to send you 2 pictures, one of the 5-pointer I got from Mock Raven and one of this, I kid you not, gnarly 11-pointer my little brother Matthew got this past Saturday.
Well, let's look at it. Let's get it over here. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, I'll get it to you. I ain't going to say I'm going to get it to you tonight because I won't be busy, I hope.
I understand. Yep.
If not, I'll try and shoot it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, please do. I need that soon.
I'll definitely get them into you, bud. I ain't no worry about that.
Well, okay. I'm not worried about it. I know you will. Thanks, Carl. Have a good day out there.
Hold on, Mr. Ellis. My father wants to say hey to you this morning.
Okay.
Morning, Alan.
Hey, Big Carl. How you doing?
I'm going out for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, good. I'm glad you get to go today. Huh?
Hopefully I can send a lead lunch to one today.
A lead lunch. Now, I've not heard that, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A lead lunch. I've heard lead poisoning and all that. I never heard of lead lunch, though. That's pretty good.
Well, you know me. I'm big and fat, and I like to eat, right?
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
That gnarly thing that Matthew got, you got to feed these fishers.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I need to see it.
It's not out past the ears, but it's just got all kind of business going on.
I need to see that. Send that over to me as soon as you can. I got it. We're working on the magazine for the fourth quarter right now.
Okay. I'll get on into it to email it to you probably tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds good, buddy. Appreciate
it. Good luck. Where are you going, Cecil County?
I'm going to Cecil. Yeah, I'm taking Jacob up today. So
good.
See how that goes.
I hope you have a successful day.
Well, I could have had success on a big, fat, giant doe the other night, but there were actually four of them, two big ones and two little ones. That was Thursday evening, just at dusk, and they were all antsy. They were all looking over their shoulders and looking all around. I thought, you know what? Maybe that big boy's coming out. So, but he never showed. So, all right, Carl, got to go.
All right, Alex.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully you can get one. Can't eat them horns, don't forget.
That's right. I can't eat those horns. You stir the soup with them.
I don't know if that would work.
All right. Well, give it a try. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you.
All right, Carl. Bye-bye. Let's talk to David in Hailthorpe. Morning, David. Thanks for waiting. How you doing?
Fine.
What's up?
I've been trying to find out where the crabs are this season because I collect some crab, and they just have been so off with the heat of the water temperature. I've been 16 foot all year, and trying to find out where they're running right now.
Well, they've been off all year for everybody, and if you answer that question, don't tell anybody, because they'll all be there on top of you.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah, I do believe you, and it's been a tough year for crabbers.
So.
Lower Bay's been great. Upper Bay, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. So, it's about here at Honga River and a couple other places down that way.
Yeah, where are you crabbing? This area? Oh, Hailthorpe. Okay, you're up in this area, Upper Bay.
It's usually South River.
Yeah.
Severn.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, West Road.
Yep. Yeah, I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. But I do know Honga's doing really well. Nice, big, fat Maryland crabs. I was down there a week or so ago, stopped by one of the picking houses, and they had a bunch of crabs coming in, that's for sure. A lot of females, of course, but they're legal this time of year, so. All right, buddy. I'm sorry I don't have a better answer for you. Maybe somebody knows.
All right. Well, I'll be heading out of Hagerstown. That's where just put the deer stand up. So.
Well, good for you. There's no crabs out there, though. Plenty of deer, though.
But there's definitely Bambi.
All right, David. Have a good one. Thank you. There he goes. Let's talk to who's next. Doug in Finksburg and then John in Herlock. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Yourself, Alan?
I'm good, man. What's up?
So, now I've got a quick question for you. Maybe you know the answer.
Maybe
I have crop deprivation permits on a farm in Baltimore County, and have shot a couple of does on that already.
Uh-huh.
Do those does count
if
I want to use a second buck tag, or do I actually have to check in, too, on the hunting license?
Yes.
Okay.
Even, you know, there are unlimited does on the managed hunts in Howard County, which I'm hunting next week. I'm hunting Howard County and Montgomery County next week. And those does do not count against your bag limit.
Okay, yeah, that's what I had assumed, but I thought I would ask.
No, any crop damage or managed hunts do not count.
Okay, yeah. I was out last night in Queen Anne's County and saw an albino doe. That was
really
pretty neat, but it would have been about an 800-yard stalk across an open field with half an hour of light left. So,
and you didn't try it. What's wrong with you? Aren't you a hunter, Doug?
I know where I'm going this evening, though.
Yeah, I would, too. Well, play the wind. It's going to be different today. It's going to be west. Boy, that south wind
last night, which is why where I was, and she still came out the same spot. So,
yeah. Well, that south wind is just, it was all last year. It started in this year again. I mean, we're in the same weather pattern as we were last year. Warm weather, south wind. I don't like it, but, you know, it just cuts down on the success, in my personal opinion, at least where my stands are located. I was sitting there in the pre-dawn darkness the other day. I mean, the season was open. It just opened. And I like to pay attention to the sounds around me because I personally think that birds like blue jays and crows can alert you to the presence of deer. I'm not saying every time, but maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 times. If you're listening to those jays and you keep your eyes peeled, you might see a deer moving. Well, I heard the jays go off for the first time, and I said, behind me. Well, the wind, of course, was blowing right there. And sure enough, something back there caught my scent and heard the hoofbeats out through the laurel and never did see the deer. So that's the way it goes. So.
Yep. So I'm on my way out now hunting with my mother this morning, who's 72. So.
Oh, good for her. God bless her. I hope she kills a nice big one today.
She did a fly-in moose hunt last year. I mean, she's hardcore.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, all right, man.
All right, man. Well, you have a great day.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Good.
Yep, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. John in Herlock. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good for you.
Two issues, really. The first being the UN small arms ban, and the second, your philosophy. The small arms ban, which we thought disappeared a couple of months ago, in fact, went back for rewrite.
Yep.
And there's a locally on WICO Radio 1320. There's a Jeff Metcalf, former Army Green Beret, 20-plus years military service, now has a talk program. And he raised an issue this week that during the lame duck session later this year, that ban will almost certainly be re-raised and potentially signed into law.
I think you're going to see a lot of bad juju coming up on the lame duck session. I think the guy's going to try and go out with a flourish, and I think he's going to do anything and everything that he can to. Now you do know that, of course, that can be overwritten by the Senate, and even
only
though,
if they choose.
Only if they choose to. That's right. And my suggestion is that should things go our way, when I mean our way, I mean should the Senate change and the logjam in Washington change. And the Senate become more responsive, that could be challenged almost immediately and overturned. So let's hope so.
Second portion of my call, your philosophy.
About?
Many times you will sit back and say, you watermen need to support the crabbers, need to support the duck hunters, need to support the whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely correct.
You're right.
Those people, and there's a whole bunch of them in this country, who sit back and say, I don't have a horse in this race.
Right.
What do I care about the Second Amendment rights?
Yep.
And here's the rub. If, by a stroke of a pen, some elected politician can take away one of the Bill of Rights, then any other, or that same politician, could just as easily, with a stroke of a pen, take away the other rights of the Bill of Rights, not just the Second Amendment, but the Fifth, the First, the Tenth. All of them are at risk with a precedent set of the Second Amendment being taken away. And instead of arguing gun ownership and the Second Amendment rights, we need to argue the Bill of Rights.
That's
and we'll
true.
Have a larger base from which to work and a larger chatter going back at those Congress people.
Yep. Good deal.
I hope that makes a little bit of sense.
It does. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I thank you, sir.
All right. I sure appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Jim. John, I apologize. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, we just got a nice picture from Bill Cooper. Yeah, you know Bill Cooper. What's the name of Bill's show? Is it Friday Nights, Brian? Is that what it is? Friday Market Wrap? And then does he still do the morning thing every morning with the market opening? Bill Cooper. Hey, nice rainbow. Nice picture, Bill. Very nice. Thank you. Very nice, Bill. Appreciate that. And an email entry from Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. We got that. And it's M-U-Z-Z-L-E-L-O-A-D-E-R. But that's okay. Dear Crossing Lady, Jim in Pasadena. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing fine. How are you?
What's up?
Well, that's what that little skit you had on earlier. I find that hard to believe that somebody was that naive.
Yeah, believe it or not, that wasn't a skit. That was an actual call to a Fargo, North Dakota radio station.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it wasn't a skit. It wasn't an act. It wasn't a play. It was an actual phone call, just like this show, only a morning show, in Fargo, where this lady thought that the government put the deer crossing signs at the wrong place and directed the deer to cross there.
Right. That
might be worth playing next hour for those who are joining us after the top of the hour. So.
Yeah. And I was wondering, is hunting allowed inside the Baltimore city limits?
You know, that's a very good question, Jim. I believe it is, but there's a no gun zone in Baltimore County and surrounds the city, and I'd have to really check on that to see what's what. But I think private land property owners can probably allow hunting in Baltimore City. But I have to check.
I would imagine they were taken with a bow.
Yeah, I would imagine.
The area I grew up in, that's with the little area called Morrill Park.
Yeah.
Deer are showing up there.
Well, hey, look, I talked to a guy the other day in Pikesville. He says, you should have been in my yard last night. You know, I said, yeah, okay.
Oh, I don't know. I guess they're building so many homes they don't have anywhere to go.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we are creating perfect habitat for white-tailed deer. They are, as NPR or Maryland Public Radio said, they are creatures of the forest edge. And with our development, with our common areas, we've cut into the woodlands, we've pushed these deer into tighter and tighter areas, and you know, they are going to live there whether or not we like it or not. And,
right.
You know, they're going to find cover, food, water, whatever they need, wherever they can, and they adapt to us. And they don't fear us, you know, once they're adapted into an area. I mean, just like the guy said, we watch them off our deck.
Right. I see them at work all the time.
Yeah.
There's a whole herd of them at work.
Yeah. So.
And I live in Pasadena. I work right off of Ford's Mobile Road.
Right, right.
And I saw a six-pointer and a doe just as big this morning.
Yeah, I got you.
As I was leaving.
They're everywhere, buddy. They really are.
Yeah.
But thank God the government puts those deer crossing signs in the wrong place so that the deer actually get hit there. And, you know, that cuts down on the population a little bit. It's all the government's fault.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Walton Catonsville, you're going to have to hang on because I got to tell the folks about Bayline X at Glen Burnie. Just did some business with Bobby at Bayline X this week. Our creative director for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is getting her car painted. She said, my bumpers look terrible. And I said, yeah, your bumpers look terrible. The fender skirts, the strip along the bottom. So we had the body guy take all those things off. They're all, you know, made out of plastic, basically. The bumpers are all faded and that type of thing. And you've seen that on older cars. And this car's not too bad. It's a 2001. Runs great, low miles. So, you know, let's get it fixed up. So we took all those parts off. We took the skins down to Bobby Hawkins at Linex. Bobby sprayed them with the Linex material. We have brand new bumpers, and they really look nice. Yes, they do. Bumpers and fender skirts and everything else, and the mud flaps, the whole deal. Very, very nice. He did the Bay Linex coating on them, just like they put in the truck beds, and they look beautiful. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, the only authorized Linex dealer in Glen Burnie, proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Now, Linex bedliners completely seal your truck bed. They seal out water, which prevents rust. Never have it. They have a durable non-slip surface. They reduce noise and vibration. Linex bedliners resist most chemicals, fuels, and acids. They protect against impact, and they clean up just like new at your local car wash. We'll see today how well mud, blood, and crud wash out of them. I know that already does, but I'm just, you know, making it funny. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. From Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, located 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. That's baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. 789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card when you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well anytime to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzleloader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Unique analysis on local, national, and international developments on the Tom Marr Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Hey, Walt. What's up?
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Hey, I called a couple weeks ago, and I made a statement about O'Malley and putting the Save the Bay tag in general fund.
Yeah.
It's ironic that you just had a commercial for Tom Marr Show on weekday mornings.
Oh, I didn't even
yesterday
pay attention.
Morning, they had a Republican.
Yeah.
I've talked to some Democrats. They don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Without any calls or anything, started talking about monies that were put into the general fund.
Yeah.
And you can check this out. I don't want to say any names.
Right.
On a Tom Marr Show yesterday, he disclosed that the Save the Bay Fund was put into the general fund.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
I knew it. I knew it. Also, on a lighter note, when did... Can the sport crabber keep female crabs now?
No, the sport crabber can never keep female crabs.
Okay. I was just heard you just say that, and it confused me.
Yeah.
Okay, it is disappointing to hear that, but it truly, if you want to talk to that delegate, it'll be real easy for you to find out who it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks. There goes Walt. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, let me tell you about my buddy Sean Mann. Now, Sean Mann, he'll be getting back here pretty soon from his adventures up in Canada, where he hunts waterfowl for a couple of months during the season up there. He has a camp up there. A lot of folks from Maryland go up and hunt with Sean, I guess, waterfowl hunting in I believe it's Alberta or Saskatchewan, one of the two, is just tremendous, outstanding. Snow geese, Canada geese, all the different ducks. You know, he's got a great place up there. And you can hunt with him, too. All you need to do is go online and check that out, seanmann.com. That's www.seanmann.com. Now, Sean is, you know, he's world goose calling champion, has been. World renowned. But he lives right here in Talbot County, and his shop is there. That's where they sell the goose calls and duck calls and snow goose calls and all the calls that are made by Sean Mann Outdoors right there, and the other products that they sell too. And that's where you can get in touch with him. That number is 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. Again, the website, www.seanmann.com. And, Sean will be back soon. I'm sure he'll be involved in the World Goose Calling Championship again this year, as he always is. And you can contact him through his website, www.seanmann.com. Nice to have Sean as a sponsor of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Hey, coming up next hour, should we play the lady with the deer crossing signs again? What do you think? Brian, should we play that? Let's talk to Sally in Charles Village. Hey, Sally, how you doing?
Okay, Alan.
Good. Are you getting 10,000 robocalls from the Mitt Romney campaign?
Not yet.
You will.
Not yet. I'll let you know as it starts.
Well, I'll tell you, I get 3-4 emails a day from everybody in the campaign.
Well, maybe they've got my message and have taken my name off their list.
Maybe they did. Yeah, maybe they did. Have you made your decision on the election coming up yet, Sally?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have this haiku, and I thought you told me to keep them coming.
Oh, keep them coming. We got to wait a minute. Let me get a pen. We got to write this down. Brian, I need a pen.
Okay.
Hold on, Sally. All right. I'm going to write this haiku down.
It comes at the end of a long expository title, so I'll let you know when we get to the haiku.
All right.
In regard to the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, no, excuse me, chapter 2, verse 5, that goes, stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. The song I would sing would go, and here begins the haiku. Stay me with deer steaks. Comfort me with wild boar cuts. That's what I would want. That's it.
All right.
You want me
nope.
to get it?
Let me read it back to you.
I'm
writing. Just so I make get this down correctly. Stay me with deer.
I'll do the haiku part again.
Go ahead. Stay me with deer steaks. Go ahead.
Stay me with deer steaks.
Steaks, yes. Comfort me with wild boar cuts. That's what I would want.
11 is comfort me with wild boar cuts.
Right.
That's it.
I got it.
The last line is, that's what I would want.
You never cease to amaze me. Never cease to amaze me. I've never had anybody really write haiku for me like you do. And, of course, you write it as much for yourself as you do
well,
for me.
It's so nice to be allowed to listen to you.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Stay me with deer steaks. Comfort me with wild boar cuts. That's what I would want. I have, Sally, antelope. My final, I thought I had exhausted my antelope, but I have antelope in the refrigerator thawing right now. And we'll probably do that into sauerbraten this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Sauerbraten's pretty easy. Mrs. Minix made right here in Baltimore. Sauerbraten mix, and just follow the directions on the bottle. It's great stuff.
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very food-oriented.
Yes. Well, I can tell from your haiku. Sally, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do I get on the contest?
Did you leave your number with Brian?
No, but I will.
All right. Well, you just stay on the line, and we'll grab that, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Sally. Thank you. All right. We put Sally on hold, and we're winding up this hour. Got a article from Ken in Street, Maryland, regarding the first case of chronic wasting disease found in Pennsylvania.